the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen. Because you say that you've got haters. But if you cannot love your haters, how can you say, I love God, and you have not seen him? Now, how many want to access the Father? We can't access the Father without first accessing our brothers in love. How can I get up and get in God's face, give him all the praise, wave my hands, tell him how much I love him, and I can't stand my brother or sister? How can I grow in God spiritually? When I was sitting right there on that first row today, and the Spirit of God says, for the making of you, because I've been challenged with some things. And I thought that I was saying that the attack of the enemy and in my season and the season I'm going through. And God kept saying, this is for the making of you. And the things that we go through in everyday life, why you don't want to put up with that brother, that sister. And God says, put up with them. Why you don't want to talk to them anymore? And God says, talk to them. And if you will obey the Spirit of God, it's for the making of you. Because God's trying to build up some soldiers. So I want you to throw your flesh away. I want you to forget about your flesh. I want you to forget about, but what about my feelings? But what about the souls? And what about the building of the kingdom? I want you to forget about it. So God kept saying, son, this is for the making of you. How many of us say, oh, Lord, why I have to go through so much? Why I have to be the sacrificial lamb? Go ahead, drive another nail in my hand. Say something nasty about behind my back again. Go ahead, drive another nail. And why, for me, Lord, why do I have to go through so much? And this is not the sermon, church. But I'm exhorting you. Why do you have to go through so much? It's for the making of you. Because God knows that you are not going to get through that battle or get through life if you're always faltering and fainting and saying that I can't love my brother. I can't stand this person because of this and what they've done. Stop and look at what God is trying to do. He's trying to make you. What would a preacher look like if they were always hating? How could they exemplify the love of God? Amen. So I know God works on preachers. It's for the making of you. So that you can come out stronger and better and more lovable in the name of Jesus. Mean people don't go to heaven. You think so? It's for the making of you. So how many going to join my No Room for Hate campaign? In order for this to manifest in you, you got to get, again, access to Father. You've got to develop a personal relationship. How can I even say I love my brothers or I love God? I can't see loving my brother that I see every day. Loving my sister every day and transfer that into another, loving my mama every day, loving my daddy every day. No Room for Hate campaign. Somebody say awesome. God is awesome. Hallelujah. We bless him, we praise him. I want you to turn to the book of Matthew 8, chapter 8.